This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've got Dr. Rob McCuspey back on the show. If you guys and gals have gone back in the archives and heard him, I remember all the technology terms when we describe you as a PhD and what you have your PhD in, Dr. Rob, but it is so fascinating the first time we connected and met, because you're coming from academia and the official viewpoint of things, like I've been studying as a renegade homeopath for many years, right? Silver hydrosol, colloidal silver, things like that. So refresh the audience and remind them where you came from, and then we'll go into how we got here.
Yeah, well, it's great to be back, and thanks for having me. So I got my PhD in nanotechnology and materials chemistry from City University in New York, and then did a postdoc at the Air Force Research Lab studying the applications of nanomaterials. Then moved over to the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which is the national lab for the Department of Commerce, and did a lot of environmental health and safety risk assessments of nanomaterials, and specifically silver nanomaterials. And then went and dabbled in academia, as you alluded to, did a start at Florida Polytechnic University over in Lakeland, was the first faculty, built their nanotechnology curriculum. And then over that course, my wife's doctor, to get a little too personal here, had recommended Argentin to us. So I'd seen kind of the benefits of that and became aware of this company and the really awesome opportunities to work with Sovereign Silver and right. Argentin 23 and Natural Immunogenics. So it's exciting to be back here and talk about it.
Now, Rob, when you're in academia and doing papers for peer review, you don't have the luxury of just saying, in a paper, well, I know it works.
Right.
Because in many ways, I'm very pragmatic and practical as a healer, and I experienced and I looked and I read the research on it, and I read Dr. Robert Becker's book of The Body Electric, and saw there was a lot that was known about the properties of silver. Yet there was a lot that was a leap beyond maybe some of the peer-reviewed literature in the development of the silver hydrosol that I talk about, you mentioned, and I've utilized for many years. And so you hear the claims and the enthusiasm and the excitement and even the stories and your experience with your wife. At the same time, your researcher's hat says, oh, hold on a second, we got to validate this a little bit, or what's going on here? And I find it's funny, because sometimes those two worlds seem to be battling each other as opposed to being supportive of it, because, I'm partly an egghead because I love the science. At the same time, I don't have time to wait for them to validate the things that I see to help people get well. So have you had any frustrating interactions on that level, recognizing you've got two parts of yourself too?
Yeah. Having gone through it now on a more personal level has kind of helped me strike that balance to get there. There's always the excitement of when you get that first finding, and in statistics you talk about N as your sample population. So when N equals 1, you can get really excited because 100% of my data works. It's not so statistically valid yet.
Right.
So you have to kind of go back and test it different ways, make sure the results are reproducible and repeatable, follow good scientific methods and protocols. So there's always that competing tension and dynamic because even as an academic, when you find that N equals one result, you want to rush to publish it. You want to tell the world how great it is. But then you know the peer-reviewed literature is going to say, well, come back when you've done it 3 or 5 or 40 more times.
Right. Duplicatability is absolutely essential.
And let us know. Yeah. And so, that's one of the conversations in peer-reviewed literature is how do you strike that balance? Because a lot of times people do go out with a finding too soon or maybe take conclusions too far. But a lot of times it works really well as a good system. And so it might be a little slower than kind of people like yourself that are out on the ground seeing it. And, you know, science, when you publish it, wants to understand the mechanisms in more detail than maybe just saying, all right, we see this correlation. We don't fully understand everything that's going on, but we see that it works. We know that it works. So we're going to keep doing it. So there is a good, healthy balance in both of those approaches, and it's always trying to get both of those to meet in the middle that is really, I think, going to advance our understanding the most.
When I started looking into this more intensely, it was around 2005, 2006. And, you know, I went back through the peer-reviewed literature that had been published for the last 100 years prior. And there was a fair amount, but it seemed that in the 2000s, every year I was researching, looking at these papers, there would be more and more and more. I mean, so it was like an explosion of interest in this area. You know, 10 plus years later now, 2016, is that still the case? Are there hundreds of papers now coming out every year, or how would you describe what's happening?
It's thousands.
I
used to do a Google Scholar search because it would tell you how many papers were published by each year for your search term. So you could search for silver nanoparticles, which is your typical literature term that they use instead of colloidal silver, or you could do both. And you could see the number of papers per year. It went from tens to hundreds in the area you were talking about to thousands in this decade. And it was kind of an exponential growth curve until a few years ago, and now it's a little bit more linear as opposed to hockey stick shaped.
Yeah. They're starting to, I guess, come to conclusions about where they want to spend more of their time as opposed to let's check everything out, I guess, in the beginning phases.
At the beginning, it was we knew we didn't know a lot, and we knew we couldn't test every combination variable. You know, what about the surface coating, which goes back to purity? What about the solution conditions? You know, a human body is different than river water, is different than the ocean or estuaries or the soils. And so you have all these different ideas about, you know, what's a relevant exposure scenario. And you couldn't test every single particle size and surface coating and type of particle and all of these things at the same time. So a pretty good approach got developed, and different conflicting results began to become, at first what appeared conflicting, as we learned more, we began to go, aha, maybe it's that surface coating might be the difference between these two studies. We thought the same size was what was important, but it might be that. Or, oh, in this case, it's not the surface coating, but it's the size, because it matters about, well, if the surface of the silver oxidizes and then it dissolves, that can only happen at the surface of the particle, so that has to be linked to the size. But then, you know, the stability, it might be related more towards the coating in some other ways. So, you know, where it goes in the body might be related to the coatings, and what the surface of the cell sees is going to be the surface of the nanoparticle, so that surface coating, the molecules that are on there on the particle will influence whether it gets taken up.
There's a ridiculous number of variables you can start getting into.
Yes, it was kind of overwhelming for the community at first, going, we're never going to get through all of this. But I think a lot of work has been done, a lot of great work has been done, and I think that's why you're starting to see fewer papers, because it's not taking as much work to get the same level of knowledge, I would argue, as a community getting smarter about this. So.
Well, a great controversy for many years now, and almost since the beginning of the dawn of the wonder drugs, the antibiotic drugs, is the development of resistant bacteria. And, you know, some of the controversy over silver when they tried to kind of put a little break on it with enthusiasm, right? The excitement of being out there and seeing, wow, this is really doing amazing things. And there is literature pointing to the fact that maybe hundreds of species, maybe there's not a bacteria that has resistance to silver in the form that is active. Yet, the bias in science, which is a controversial thing for a scientist. You don't want to think your peers might have bias, but of course, who's paying for research? That has some impact on it out there. The reluctance to find something as simple as colloidal silver, as what we call hydrosol, in a non-patentable form to get out into the marketplace for fractions of a penny on the pharmaceutical dollar. There's so many competing interests, and they all always end up being economic, and it's not unique to pharmaceuticals, but it just seems to be the way of the world. How do we navigate realizing that I've experienced it, and you've seen as well, the broad spectrum action of silver in the state as an ion, and the need for an industry to say, well, we can't let go totally of our drugs because that means we would be out of business in the same model that we've had. And I guess I'm saying a long journey to say, I sense that we have an ability to leap beyond patented drug antibiotics to address microbial infection without having to patent them and engineer them into the existing drugs.
Yeah, so I want to kind of spring back to the beginning of that.
Sure.
The scientific community actually has thought a lot about this conflict of interest idea, which is gone from kind of what you're describing in, you know, let's say the, you know, decades ago, the early days of the science, it was not clear at all. There was a lack of transparency about where the money was coming from for these studies. What are the financial ties? And so now every peer-reviewed manuscript will have a declaration of interest or conflict of interest statements where the authors are either certifying they have no financial conflicts of interest, or they actually say where every dollar came from for the study. And so they cite, if it was grants, they'll say every grant, or if there were corporate contributions, they'll have to show those corporate contributions for the study. So it's a step towards having more transparency about where is the money coming from for these types of studies, and letting the scientists say, okay, could there be some unintentional, unintended bias there, just subconsciously that acts accidentally, if you will. But it kind of gives you a warning to be a little more conscious for it versus, oh, maybe this was, you know, funded by federal research dollars, so one would presume that that would be, you know, a more neutral third-party type of setting from an academic lab. So versus maybe some researchers from a Fortune 500 pharma company, they would declare that their company funded it. So you might realize they might have a, you know, drug in the pipeline that they're interested in, for example. So I think that has come a long way. And I think that one of the values that the FDA adds is by ensuring safety and efficacy of our food supply, of our drugs, of our cosmetics, of our veterinary products. And that mission is something I think we all like and love and support and get behind. And I think the challenges come down into the execution of it. And kind of coming back to that balance that we were talking about earlier of, okay, we find something and we've got this feeling that it works versus what's enough data and when is it enough, and balancing that safety and efficacy challenge. So,
right.
You know, I think that as the FDA loves scientific data, and I think that now, as we were talking about earlier, there's thousands more papers, there's lots more people looking at it, we've got better methods to test these, you know, challenges.
Right.
You know, what happens, how does it transform if it's in the body, right? You know,
sure.
how would silver particles dissolve or not dissolve or form new ones?
Oh, we got to talk about that. There's some new studies about the microbiome I want to get to. We got to take a break here. Dr. Rob McCuskey's here with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going deep into the science today, so put on your egghead caps. We'll be right back. Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to ITIOH.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to ITIOH.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Having a great discussion today with Dr. Rob McCuspey, and PhD in nanotechnology. He's worked at NIST. He does a lot with natural immunogenics now, which is very exciting because I've been studying and utilizing it for a lot of reasons. And then I go out and I lecture on it because it's been my goal is to bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. It's not that I'm against doctors, but you know that doctors should be teachers and healers, not those that just do it for you blindly and then bill you through a third party. I like accountability. So I found that silver has been a great adjunct to a lot of the things I knew homeopathically and other things. And indeed, concerns initially about toxicity and bioaccumulation had me coming into this field very reluctantly, or semi-reluctantly, Rob. I wanted to be sure that I had a form of silver that if I was going to work with it, it would not only be consistent every time I used it, I want to make sure that it is what it is, but that the body could utilize and excrete it readily. And that's not true of everything in life. I mean, that's one of the big aspects of scientific endeavoring to say, well, what do we have here? What does it do? What does it not do? Where does it go in the body? Does it leave the body? And we've you know talked about excretion before, but I think it's a time to bring it up again in terms of safety concern out there. I talk with physicians all of the time. Some who are holistically inclined to recognize toxicology as a real issue and say, you know what? I don't know about using silver. I know other metals are very dangerous. How do I know silver is not going to be dangerous?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of studies about the safety of silver, and one of them in 2011 looked at you know how much silver gets excreted. It was an animal study, and they measured the percent of silver that was excreted in the different ways, and it was somewhere between 40 and 60% was excreted through the feces after 24 hours, I believe it was. Other studies have shown that after 48 hours, up to 90% of silver is excreted. And these are in a variety of forms, whether it's a pure ionic form or a pure colloidal form. In both cases, the silver amounts that are being excreted ended up in those ranges. So a lot of it gets excreted, but some of it can get absorbed. And there's actually a very interesting paper that came out earlier this year that was focusing on kind of the more recent questions about, okay, well, if silver is proposed to have these antimicrobial properties and, you know, could it impact the natural microbiome that's in the gut? We're hearing more and more about how the microbiome in the gut regulates overall body health and, you know, the chemical messengers the bacteria send out when they're fighting with each other or working together, whatever the case may be. Those chemical messengers from the bacteria can influence the health of the body and just help the absorption of nutrients from your diet and the processing. So it's a great question to ask. You know, would it have an unintended consequence in this way? You know, would it disrupt the natural balance of the gut microbiome? So a group out of the University of Michigan published a paper in a peer-reviewed journal called Nanotoxicology, which is kind of leading for the results that they were hoping to find. And it's called a repeated dose 28-day administration of silver nanoparticles of various size and coating does not significantly alter the indigenous murine gut microbiome. So this was a study on a mouse model, and they had a DNA sequencing that let them tell how many different types of bacteria, how many different species of bacteria were in the microbiome of the animals in the study. And so they looked at it before and after this 28-day dosage. And those of you that are paying attention are probably screaming at me right now, but he's not saying what the dosage is.
Okay.
So it was actually 2,000 times the oral reference dose set out by the EPA.
2,000 times.
Limit. So did I mention they were probably looking to see a nanotoxicology result here?
Right.
But don't get ahead of me here, because the punchline was, even at that 2,000-time safety limit, the diversity of the gut microbiome was not altered by any of the silvers that were used. They looked at different sizes, different surface coatings, as the title alluded to.
So they had to be a little surprised by that, no?
I think they were very surprised by that. It was fascinating. So they, like good scientists, they had some controls. They had sterile water. That did not alter the microbiome either. And they looked at a traditional pharmaceutical antimicrobial agent, cefoparazone. I apologize for butchering the name. I personally have trouble with that, but
yes.
And not surprisingly, the diversity indexes went from an average of a 4 to a 0.16 when you took the prescription antibiotic.
So
meaning the diversity went down by 40 times.
Significant factor. Listen, we got to take another break. Dr. Rob McCuskey's here. You just scratching the microbiome surface with this one. I want to go more into that with you because people know I like to heal the gut. We'll do that more after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores in a 6-week program. Within 2 weeks, within 2 weeks, Robert. The first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. Call now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Making sense.
sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, microbiome discussion with Dr. Rob McCuskey. Now, it just got interesting. Not that it hasn't been already, but oh my gosh. You just referenced a paper from 2011. This is one I hadn't encountered yet. That's why I love every time we can connect, because I know you've got your finger on the pulse. I don't have it as much anymore up to the moment. But if I just encapsulate or capitulate, one of those words. What you just said is that a study of the microbiome, we wanted to see how it would impact on the gut biodiversity, right? Would one species, would 210, wiped out or significantly altered? So they did with silver, and they found no reduction in diversity. Now, we're not saying that species weren't killed, right? We weren't saying there's no antimicrobial activity.
Right.
I just want to make that clear. And then with the antibiotic that you mentioned, there was a significant reduction in biodiversity. Again, that's there's a distinction here. I want people to listen to this because this is very interesting, especially as we move closer and closer to a post-antibiotic world, which is what we see in the newspapers and what doctors are having meetings about all of the time here. Because I've joked about when people are concerned about the health of their microbiome, how I utilize silver in protocol for that. They're saying, but won't it just kill everything? And I said, well, okay, let's turn up a garden hose or a fire hose filled with silver and run it through your alimentary canal. I would argue that you probably could wipe out all of your species or pretty close to it if you put enough in. But in this case, they were putting 2,000 times the reference limit and still not wiping out the diversity. I mean, this is a stunning revelation. Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And so you made a very key point about this, is that you're not talking here about how many viable organisms, how many living bacteria are there, but you're talking about the natural balance, the diversity, right? And so that's why with all the different probiotic products you see on the market, they always talk about which species there are, and lots of doctors are out there, and other sources are far better than I about which species for which health conditions. Mm. But the idea is that if you have a background microbiome and it's out of balance, if you can knock it down and level somehow, and then supplement back in with the good stuff that you're looking for your balance, you can now restore a better balance for your health. And there's been studies that show there's about 100 different fingerprint, if you will, microbiomes for humans, looking at these different diversities of species and the balance of the biodiversity. So to me, that ties into everyone's kind of got their own personal natural balance that they need. That's, you know, it's, yours is different than mine. So this knocks everything down evenly. It's a good tool to allow people to then supplement back in with the right things that they need to get their balance back going again. And of course, it ties into a lot of what you talk about with you have to have a good, happy, healthy place for these...
terrain itself.
Yeah,
right?
A place to live. So, yeah. I mean, you can restore the balance, but if they're not having a happy place to stay in balance, then you have to fix another underlying supporting issue.
Which is one of the most exciting things when I figured out, through, again, reviewing the literature as well as talking to doctors, that not only did silver have an antimicrobial impact, which is where most people were looking because of the declining functionality of antibiotics and also the growth of the superbugs, but that it seemed to have an impact on tissue, mammalian cells, so epithelial tissue in particular, where it may have been taking them out of massive states of inflammation during injury or burn wounds, right, in hospitals where they use a silver-based drug topically on epithelial tissue, and seemed to have an accelerating impact on recovery of tissue integrity. You know, and I always say that, you know, if you take a rainforest and you napalm it, but you took all the animals out to protect them before you did that, and then after you napalmed it, you put the animals back in the rainforest, they die. Why? It's the rain. It was the same place, right? But you've wiped out their home, right? And I don't mean to oversimplify things, but I think that's as above, so below principle how the world and the environment works.
Yeah, I think it's a great analogy. It really reduces it down to, you know, you have to have that happy, healthy place for them to want to live. And then you have to have the right balance of animals. I mean, you know, to kind of extend that a little bit, you know, you hear about invasive species, you know, living here in Florida, I hear about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so that's something that is disrupting the natural balance. But if you do something, you know, that kind of is a more gentle approach, then you can actually, you know, instead of throwing things so hard that you've gone too far and now you have to come back and take these reactive measures,
yes.
It's kind of like like I like to think of the analogy of you pushing your kid on the swing at the playground, right? Mm-hmm. You put a little bit of push in a couple of times at the right time, and you get that swing going, and it's going really fun, and everything's great. You know, if you could literally run back and forth and push them, and then run back the other way, and then run back again, yeah. And it's a whole lot of energy to get the same result.
Right.
But if you know, once you learn a little bit more about it, and learn the science, and in that case, the physics of it, then you go, okay, I got the timing right, I got that balance right. And so I think that's what a lot of these different protocols and healing ideas that are coming out from the natural products industry and people just looking for natural alternatives is people are starting to, I think, kind of wake up and go, you know what? I think there are gentler ways because some days it might take me, you know, physically running back and forth with that swing, and that might be what it takes. But most of the time, maybe I don't have to do that. I mm-hmm. could do something a little gentler, a little more balanced. And then that kind of goes towards sustainability, right?
I mean,
then we all want to live more sustainably on the planet. You know, that's why the EPA, I think, has approved two known nanosilver registered products. From what I've been following, they've, in 2011, and then again since then, they've got two known nanosilver projects that are used for antimicrobial applications and things like clothing or disinfecting mm-hmm. sprays, what have you. These are not in the dietary supplements. I'm not making any dietary supplement descriptions right now, but mm-hmm. that's what they're approved for use over there. And the basis of it was because all of the silver being so small and these surface reactions that I was talking about before, almost all of the silver is on the surface instead of thinking about a big piece of silver jewelry. Almost none of it's on the surface. Right. It's all in the bulk that you see.
Mm-hmm.
Those, because when you imagine how small atoms are, it's you know, just a few atoms and then they all dissolve in the right place. You need a lot less silver to see that effect. And so the amount of silver that gets into the environment, going into waste streams or what have you, is a whole lot less than if we did these bulk traditional ways that had been used in the past.
Right.
And so they said, well, that protects the environment by using a little bit less to get the same effect. And get
a lot less.
In this case, yeah.
Yeah.
And so as we learn and as we grow as a scientific community, there's the data to support the EPA making a science-driven decision to say, yeah, this stuff is safe in this mm-hmm. in this context. So there's other industries that use silver that haven't tested their applications in the regulatory frameworks. So I think there's opportunities for a lot of companies out there to, you know, start gathering the science that the regulators are going to look for. It's different in different contexts, of course, but you know, the regulators really have a spirit that we all agree to. They want that safety, they want that efficacy, and then they want better quality of life for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would get yelled at if I didn't recognize and acknowledge that there are issues of corruption in government, right? And there's regulatory capture to some degree, and there's a revolving door at the FDA between pharmaceutical companies, and we've seen that, and that is a problem. We can't ignore that. But I said, you know, in the spirit and the intent, I go back to Harvey Wiley in the Pure Food Act in the early 20th century. And I think in many ways he might be rolling over in his grave to see how much corruption, how much that regulatory body has been corrupted. But from a historical perspective, it shouldn't be unexpected that companies that have money would want to have advantage, and they would be willing to utilize things that we go, that's not cool, that's not right, but that's unfortunately the way of the world, so we have to be careful for that.
And my pragmatic way of looking at that is those dynamics have existed all throughout the history of humankind, mm-hmm. and that's a societal issue that we as humans will always face. So if you can raise your burden of proof a little bit higher, so instead of N=1 or N=10, maybe you got to go to N=1,000, and it mm-hmm. kind of stinks, it's got to wait so long to go that high, and I hope not N=10,000, but you know, you got to go way higher than you normally would have to.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually you can get enough awareness and scientific data to support what you're saying is the right answer, and even though there's other powers at play, you can eventually have enough people say, well, but this is what we want.
Right, and that's a function of time, and obviously a lot of people are not patient. Some people are, you know, we look at the aspect of people dying. This now becomes a matter of compassionate use, right? And Jonathan Ebord, my friend, who, you know, I don't know if you've gotten to meet Ebord. He's beaten the FDA 6-7 times in court on these issues. And specifically with compassionate use, to say, you know what, FDA, we know you haven't approved of this substance, drug, or supplement, but here's somebody that there's clearly no other option that we have. Why don't you back off and allow them, because it's their choice, fully informed consent, to move forward in that? And that's another battle that's still being waged as well. And, you know, that's for me, the freedom angle trumps at that point a need to regulate for safety or efficacy. That I would say I would defer to the the families, the individuals say, I want to live. I know there's no other option for me. And again, it's another discussion, but I like that we can talk about these things and you have a bigger picture, right, in that right. regard. Now we come back to the exciting, stunning revelation of no reduction in the diversity of the microbiome.
Right.
More validation for what I call the Silver Aloe Protocol, which when we first talked, you were so excited about because it's such a low-tech method of delivering these silver nanoparticles that the engineering side of it is looking for. How do we engineer it into something that could take years or decades to figure out? And we've already got something that's working.
Yeah, I mean, the Silver Aloe Protocol is a natural targeted nanomedicine because you're putting that aloe as a surface coating on the silver to send it deeper into the gut. It protects it from being absorbed too soon and sends it deeper where it needs to go for that particular application. And the silver is a natural product. The aloe is a natural product. It's two ingredients. It's as pure as you can get. Meanwhile, you know, in my past life, I was going, well, how can we process this? How can we engineer it? How can we overcomplicate it? You know, and it's like, here's, you know, the elegant simplicity of it is just so exciting.
I like that elegant simplicity. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's beautiful. And, you know, moving forward with other thoughts in the gut, This is a major watershed moment, even though that paper came out in 2011. Sometimes we don't see that.
This one was 2016, actually.
Oh, this
sorry.
Is new.
Yeah,
okay,
the
I don't feel
one.
So bad, like
yeah,
I'm out of touch. Okay. No, I remember it was the other study you were talking about, the excretion study.
The gut microbiome biodiversity study came out earlier this year and in 2016. So we are continually learning more every day about, you know, the safety of these products. And I think the other hidden punchline is, you know, that the animals were fine on 2,000 times what is the current regulated safe dose. I mean, that's a hidden headline.
We've expanded our safety margin even more, which is great news. Dr. Rob McCusby, it's always great to connect with you. Always have fun.
It's always great to be here.
A smile on my face when I talk with you because we get to do some great stuff. So, folks, give a
Likewise.
Listen. If any of it was too intense, go back and re-listen. The archives are there at robertscottbell.com and link it to SoundCloud and GCN and everywhere else. And we'll get some more healing going. We'll be back to wrap it up with Super Don after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172, gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, time to head into the weekend. Thanks to Dr. Rob McCuspey. Thank you as well, of course, to the Doc of Detox. And, of course, Super Don. We usually wrap up together, but I've mandated that Captain Morgan join us again because I'm concerned about her after our opening today and the sleep issue. I wanted to get her sleep, and I know, Super Don, you've had problems with sleeping in the past, although the magnesium has definitely helped.
Yes.
There's a story here that I thought both of you need to be really called to the carpet on or something in a nice and loving way, right?
Yeah.
Because of my concern for you, right? Nothing about me here.
So, are we like in trouble or we've gone to see the principal here or something?
No. It's like when you're called and you think you're in trouble, but it's just that, you know, the principal's concerned about you. That's all.
It's helping my anxiety. I just want to put that out there.
Well, this relates to the anxiety. This relates to the sleep thing. I think you both might be addicted to caffeine.
Maybe. I don't think so.
Addicted
to caffeine. Oh, are we talking? Well, okay. So we're talking what? Coffee?
I know when I need coffee. To. I can quit anytime.
Right. Yes, we've heard that story. But, you know, earlier it was the crystal meth. Now we're on the... No. Just kidding. Just kidding, of course.
I know is listening.
Okay, there's six signs you're addicted to caffeine. Maybe let's go through them if we have time in this short segment to wrap it up. All right, folks, you play along here. Number one, first Captain Morgan, your head starts pounding if you skip your morning mug of coffee.
Yay or nay? Yes, that does happen sometimes.
It does happen. Super Don, what about you, my friend?
Yes. Okay. Yes. That. Yeah. The headache thing, especially like right in the back of the head, down towards like the base of the neck.
Okay.
That's not unusual.
All right. Number two on the list. We're trying to figure out if Super Don and Captain Morgan are addicted to caffeine. You're super grumpy before your first date. No, I mean dose. Your first dose. Date. You sometimes think you're dating coffee. I know, but no. Your first dose. You're grumpy before it. What about that?
Yes.
Definitely Super Don. I know. I've talked to him before his first dose. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. What about you, Captain?
Well, my conversation gets a lot better after the first cup. I'll say that.
So that is such avoiding the answer.
That's a cop-out.
Are you grumpier before your morning coffee? Yes or no?
I think I'm pretty pleasant regardless.
Okay, so
all right, we should be asking Ed that one.
Right. Partially pleasant. We'll say she's partially pleasant prior to the first cup.
All right.
Ooh, this one's serious. You can't concentrate without being caffeinated. Super Don, is this true? I mean, you're all on it all the time. I don't know.
It seems to help. Okay. Whether it does or not, I think it probably does. Yes.
Okay. What about you, Kevin?
I work a lot faster and can be more focused with the coffee than without. I do notice a difference.
Dude, this is like looking like major addiction happening here. Okay.
Is it addiction or just utilizing something that you know helps you?
All right, let's keep going.
Trying to convince yourself. All right, number four. You need more to get the same effects you used to get.
Definitely, yes.
Yes, for Super Don. What about Captain? How many mugs or gallons? I mean, what's the level at the point you go, yep, I got enough?
You know, I actually only drink like one medium-sized cup a day.
What you got, Mike, right now? Kyle should be here soon,
but,
like
but
always.
The cup is formerly owned by the Jolly Green Giant. Is that the medium?
No.
No?
And, you know, probably about once a month, I'll skip it for a few days. Or, like, if I'm on vacation, I won't drink it. I keep it at a pretty low level.
That's impressive. Right, I don't think Super Don could do that. How about...
Yeah, pretty good.
Ooh. Now, I think we know the answer to this one based on what you said in the opening segment. Number five, you're always a little on edge.
I'm just a high-strung person. My husband will attest to that.
Okay. High-strung, could it be the caffeine? What about you, Super Don? Are you always a little on edge?
No, I wouldn't say as much. I mean, I have my moments.
You can be mellow even on caffeine. Yeah. I mean, the fact that you can drink a cup of coffee and go to sleep, it concerns your adrenals, but that...
Yeah, well, it's evening, and I'm actually sipping on some cold coffee right now, so...
Well, see, that goes back to you need more to get the same effect to you.
That's right.
Number six, the finale on the list here, you just can't bear to say goodbye, right? To coffee, yes. I'm skipping a day.
I gotta have my coffee.
Captain Morgan says she can skip a few days, so I give her a little less addiction capacity compared to you, Super Don, based on this list.
Well, here's my saying. I don't drink coffee to wake up. I wake up to drink coffee.
All right. Here's my saying. Drink some extra water, hydrate, support those adrenals, and the
power. You got Brenna.
Is yours.
Someone.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.